You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
Hello, we continue to meditate on the book of Isaiah. And today we meditate on Isaiah chapter 35. The wilderness and the dry land shall be glad. The desert shall rejoice and blossom like the crocus. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given to it, the majesty of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord, the majesty of our God. Strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees. Say to those who have an anxious heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, with the recompense of God. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap like a deer, and the tongue of the mute sing for joy. For waters break forth in the wilderness, and streams in the desert. The burning sand shall become a pool, and the thirsty ground springs of water. In the haunt of jackals, there where they lie down, the grass shall become reeds and rushes. And the highway shall be there, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, and it shall belong to those who walk on the way. Even if they are fools, they shall not go astray. No lion shall be there, nor shall any ravenous beast come upon it. They shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. And the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing. Everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. So this is a very interesting passage, a very striking prophecy full of images and different symbolism that we could spend long time talking about. But I'm going to try to focus us on specific points. And the first one is, the return of the Lord puts everything upside down. He comes to put things in a different order, to change the order of things. And in a way, you could say he comes to bring order where there is chaos. But you can also say everything the way we're used to it, the Lord comes to shift it. So it says here that where there was death, the Lord will bring life. Where there is drought, he will bring abundance. Where there is blindness, he will bring sight, and he will bring water that breaks forth in the wilderness, streams in the desert. All these are ways in which the Lord shifts the order of creation to bring about his plan. And of course we are to rejoice and be glad, for he comes to restore everything and put things in their place. In a way you could say, well, it's not that he's putting things upside down. Actually, that sin and corruption have turned everything upside down, and the Lord comes to put it back on its place. And he also says he comes with vengeance. And this is a very interesting statement here that we don't usually use or connect this saying with time of rejoicing and waiting for the Lord. But he comes with vengeance. And these sound as strong words, but and indeed they are. He comes with a strong vengeance. And this vengeance is over the powers that have undermined humanity. And they are, it's a vengeance that comes over our enemies, our spiritual enemies. He brings back the exiles to their home, as it was prophesied in Isaiah. And in this sense, it's a vengeance that he already executed against the people who had oppressed Israel, but now he comes, and we understand it, with a spiritual vengeance. He restores sight to the blind and ear to the deaf in a physical way, but also in a spiritual way. These verses in 5 to 7 that talk about the healing of a different sick people, we have already seen it fulfilled in Christ as he walked on earth and he worked his earthly ministry. He was healing the blind, the deaf, those who could not walk. But now he comes to do that in a spiritual way. So he comes to work a full restoration of humanity. And very strikingly, he also builds a way for all those people to walk. And it says it's a highway of holiness. So those who walk in his ways will not be astray, even if they are fools, the prophet says. And this is very encouraging to those of us who are not very smart or clever, because it says the Lord will even remember those of us who are fools, and we shall not go astray. And that's very, very encouraging. But it's really interesting because, of course, we know Christ himself has said he is the way, the truth, and the life. So he is this highway for us to walk towards life. He is this highway of holiness. Walking in his life is a highway of holiness. So I invite us to meditate on these truths as we consider this passage, and we continue to reflect on our hope for the Lord's coming. He comes to put things upside down, or maybe we should say to put things downside up, if you can say that. He comes with vengeance, and it's a vengeance against the powers that have bound mankind, as he did when he came in his earthly ministry. As he said in Mark chapter 3, verse 27, when he said, "But no one can enter a strong man's house and plunder his goods, unless he first binds the strong man. Then indeed he may plunder his house." So the Lord comes with vengeance to bind the strong man and plunder his house and make it become his own possession, the Lord's possession. And he has built a way. He himself, Christ, is the way for us to follow and to be restored into the life he has designed for us. He is the way, the highway of holiness, for us to walk in his ways.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.